Nation of Podcation.
Everybody, I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation podcast. It's the People Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea. And today we have a Monday Night Raw review. All right, kicking off this week's show, we had Randy Orton in the ring going over what he did last week to Drew McIntyre.
What is that?
Obviously an ambulance. And oh my God, it's McIntyre!
What in the world?
How Drew McIntyre's back, and he looks angry, Michael Cole.
How in the world is McIntyre back?
The WWE Champion driving the ambulance into the
arena.
And
here we go!
Claymore to Orton.
I cannot believe Drew McIntyre is even standing.
Drew McIntyre comes down to the ring and lays out Randy Orton. Receipt time.
Oh, he's raining down sweet revenge on Randy Orton.
Fractured jaw and all, Drew McIntyre.
Next up, we had Cedric Alexander, Apollo Crews, and Ricochet versus the Hurt Biz.
Apollo somehow desperately has got to make a way to his.
Oh! And Enziguri connecting now to Benjamin.
So this is a match that's been building week after week after week. I thought the same old stuff was going to happen here, but we get a surprise. We get the heel turn of Cedric Alexander. He's joining up with the Hurt Biz. Shout out to Cedric Alexander. It's about time you took your career into your hands and stopped hanging out with them bums and start hanging out with the Hurt Biz.
I can't make of what we just saw. Guy. Now, Alexander.
Lumbar check to his team.
What is going on?
MVP is ecstatic.
And look at the smiles.
I told you, Sean. I told you, baby. It's all yours.
Apollo Crews is defenseless. He has no partners. And there is Pater. By Shelton Benjamin.
Here are your winners, the team of MVP, the United States Champion Bobby Lashley, and Shelton Benjamin.
And I believe Cedric.
Oh, this is just looking like a Raw repeat coming up right here. We've got the Street Profits versus Angel Garza and Andrade.
Able to retain the Raw tag team titles. Leapfrog by Ford. Garza able to hang on. Oh, big clothesline by Montez Ford, and Garza will quickly make it to the corner and tag in Andrade.
And not the most polite of tags either there, Michael Cole.
Andrade and Angel Garza, they aren't right. This team is not right.
Yeah, of course. He's always right.
Hey, what do you want?
Hey, come on!
What are you thinking?
Come on!
Don't yell!
Garza, what are you thinking?
Garza!
You're supposed to be... What?
Garza!
What are you doing? Of course we need you. We're a team!
No.
Meantime, watch. Oh! Andrade, as Dawkins able to move out of the way and take advantage. Oh, my God! Andrade planted, tag made.
Same old stuff here. Angel Garza, Andrade having issues. Zelina Vega wants to try to save him. Angel Garza walks out. Street Profits get the win. I'm going to give this match 1 star.
Street Profits with the win.
Here are your winners. The Raw Tag Team Champions, the Street Profits.
Even the official had his attention drawn away with Garza leaving the ring.
After the match, we get something really, really interesting, though. We get the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. We get Shinsuke Nakamura, and we get Cesaro. They come down to the ring and make a challenge to the Street Profits. I wish they would do title for title, and let's just have one Tag Team Champion, and let's get some new belts, because those belts are trash.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. It is
tell them why, fam.
Because the Street Profits are up, and we want the
stop smock.
I can't wait for this one next week. Champions versus champions, the SmackDown Tag Champs versus the Raw Tag Champs.
Oh, the disrespect is rife, Michael Cole. Oh, I can't wait.
Nice move by Billy into the cover.
Next up, we had the recently split up Iconics, Billy Kay versus Peyton Royce.
Whether it's a win for Billy Kay or Peyton Royce, this could set the tone for your long-term career trajectory.
Oh, it absolutely could. I mean, this is how ladies make their statement on their big new singles career.
Kick out again at two.
Whoa.
Oh, what a kick by Royce. Oh! Neck breaker delivered. That might be it. Cover now. Hook of the leg.
Why? Half star.
Peyton Royce. Murphy.
Some of these feuds just need to end, and I can't wait till they're over with. They're just dying a slow death. The Mysterio Rollins Murphy feud, please. I thought this would have been over SummerSlam. Let's get it over with.
So as for the street fight, I accept.
Well done, Dominic. Well done. Just make sure you bring
your Murphy issues the challenge to Dominic Mysterio to have a match later on tonight.
You lay a hand on anybody in my family, I swear it'll be the last breath you ever take in and out.
But there's none there for.
And Mickey finally making it over there.
Next up, we had Asuka and Mickey James versus Natalya and Lana.
And Mickey James says she's going to go up top.
Adjustments need to be made, Cole.
Mickey James doing just that. And here's Asuka.
Oh, there's an adjustment.
Now she makes the tag. Asuka now.
You guys know how I feel about this feud. Asuka deserves better. Let's hashtag that. Let's get Asuka out of this feud. Mickey James still got a little bit left in the tank. Not really feeling the Lana and Natalya gimmick at all. Asuka gets the win here for her team. I'm going to give this match 1 star. Next up, we got MVP and the Hurt Biz giving Cedric Alexander his colors.
To join the Hurt Business, ladies and gentlemen, your life changes from this day forward. Ladies and gentlemen, the newest member of the Hurt Business, Cedric Alexander. Bobby, please, do the officials. See what it says on the back? Hold the back. I'm in. You're in.
This leads to a match between the Hurt Biz and their newest member, Cedric Alexander, versus Apollo Crews, Ricochet, and the Viking War Raiders.
Breaking things up. Here comes Eric. And now Eric with a running knee. Shelton Benjamin gets into the fray.
Decent match here. Lots of action. Everybody got their spots in. Everybody got a little bit of shine here. Another 8-man tags. It's like these shows just want to cram as many wrestlers at us as they want to these days.
Uh-oh. What a collision. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Shoulder to post. And now Ivar.
Ivar incoming.
Oh. Jumbo Jet. And now Ricochet up to the top rope, maybe looking for the 630. Whoa. Has to land on his feet, roll out of the way. Cedric Alexander planted Ricochet. Michinoku driver.
Cedric Alexander gets the win for the Hurt Biz. I'm going to give this match 2 stars.
Here are your winners, the Hurt Business.
Continuing on the Raw repeat show, we get Randy Orton versus Keith Lee. Again, WWE. This feud just started a week ago, and they've already fought 3 times. Like, this is crazy to me. I'm sick of it already, and Keith Lee has had one of the most disappointing debuts of a superstar coming from NXT. I knew this was going to happen. I'm just going to waste this talent, waste his debut, and now he's just an afterthought in this feud. I want to see Keith Lee attack Drew McIntyre. Why not? The dude keeps interrupting his matches. Dude, I got a problem with you. I could be 3-0 against Randy Orton. Let's start a problem between me and you. Let me get my hands on that WWE Championship.
Randy Orton struggling now at this point of the matchup. Lee looking to hoist Randy Orton up top. Randy Orton able to slip out the backside and now RKO to Keith Lee and RKO. Oh my God! Claymore by McIntyre. He's
Next up, we have a handicap match between the Riot Squad versus Shayna Baszler.
Baszler is just nasty. There's absolutely nothing pretty in anything she does in the ring.
And Baszler right back on that wrist joint.
I've seen better.
You doing me?
That's not good. You've done better.
You're not going drunk.
If you think you can.
This thing is absolutely incredible.
Well, this is, I've been thinking about it, Michael. This is actually perhaps motivating for
us. Morgan now rolling up Baszler.
Well, they're starting this feud within the tag team between Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax, like the odd couple kind of deal here, the strange bedfellows kind of gimmick. We get it. These two don't like each other, but they're going to go tit for tat at each other. I don't really care. I don't really give a damn.
Nia's laughing. Nia enjoyed it.
Well, Nia better stop laughing because...
Next up is turning into my favorite segment of Monday Night Raw. It's the Raw Underground.
Kevin Owens should be here any second. Let the fireworks really start popping. And here we go. Here comes Kale. Fight Owens. Fight. It's the Kale show. Here we go. Yeah. That's it.
Next up, we get an interview from Retribution.
But the space of contempt. But contempt is a powerful motivator. We are driven to destroy, to lay waste to every superstar and every fan. Blinded, you cannot see what you do not have. So the locust of contempt will feed upon all of you. The darkness of Retribution.
Now, here we have another segment where Drew McIntyre is beating the hell out of Randy Orton. Receipt from last week.
Drew McIntyre has been hunting Randy Orton all night.
Oh, look at this. Look at
this. Tell me how it feels, Randy. Tell me how it feels.
Got McIntyre. Randy Orton.
Final match of the night, we had Murphy versus Dominic Mysterio in a street fight. I told you guys, I don't give a damn about this anymore. It should have been over with weeks ago. But since it's still going on, it was a decent match. Dominic Mysterio is getting better and better each time he steps in the ring. I like what he does. He's starting to show his athleticism. Even does some cool little spots here. He gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 1.5 stars.
They kicked out at 2.
out for sure.
Wait, what's
that?
What's
now
this?
It's payback. Turnabout's fair.
Look at Ray.
A united family.
Now you know what it feels like, Murphy. Now you know what it feels like.
Seth, I hope you're watching Messiah. Oh, how does that feel, Seth?
Let me get one.
Now it is Murphy who's getting sacrificed, courtesy of the Mysterios.
I hope you're watching at home, Seth. Payback is a
And Dominic.
And Ray Ray's letting Seth Rollins know.
This has got to feel so good for Dominic and Ray.
They're giving him the front back.
Aaliyah and Angie in the ring. Aaliyah with a kendo stick to Murphy.
She's a lady, Ray, but no, you don't touch a sir.
The wrath of a mother and sister and a father as well. The Mysterio family.
You got a Mysterio kendo stick.
Put your hands on her baby boy.
Murphy quit. Murphy quit. This match is over. Murphy quit. The Mysterio family pummels Murphy with a dominant victory.
There are a few things more powerful.
This episode of Monday Night Raw, I'm going to give it 1.5 stars. I remember when Monday Night Raw was destination television. I remember I used to want to sit down every week, focus in on that TV, and never leave, glued to the television. This stuff they're showing us now, not really feeling it, just a whole bunch of stuff thrown together. This Monday Night Raw was just like last week's Monday Night Raw. Same stuff, like with Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre, Keith Lee, everything was the same, just flipped around. Hopefully this is the end of Andrade and Angel Garza versus the Street Profits. I'm over that feud. Can't wait to see Nakamura and Cesaro versus the Street Profits. That should be a good match. Like I said, I want to see them unify those tag team titles. We only need one tag team champion, and we need new belts because those belts are horrible. Keith Lee was looking like a monster at the beginning of the year, the way he dominated the Royal Rumble, him winning the North American Heavyweight Championship, him unifying the North American Heavyweight Championship with the NXT Championship, then he debuts on Raw and please, somebody help Asuka. Someone save Asuka. Can somebody from another show, from another company, from another brand, please save Asuka and give her somebody to wrestle, please. All right, you guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support the Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your favorite podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcasts, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.